I don't normally do this as much as I want to, but today it's kind of needed. I need to rant just a little bit.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Bags in front of the hole are so much better than bags on the side of the hole. Bags on the side of the hole make the hole bigger.
Tight lips sink ships. What? No, that's loose. What? That's loose lips. Never mind.
My emotion recognition protocol is detecting a wide range of feelings, including humility, self-loathing, pettiness, entitlement, immaturity, megalomania, infantilism,
that's
sexual inadequacy, possible suicidality, a desire to self-mutilate.
All right, stop.
To our mouths and buttholes, may they never meet.
Hear, hear.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
What is kale? Is that fish?
Good question.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
This is why you fail.
Roll another one.
That's something else right there, man.
Just like the other one.
What the heck is wrong with us?
This one seems to be about to quit.
That's great goddamn radio.
And I need another.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
This is making me extremely horny.
Roll.
Roll.
Another one.
Ooh, why is my bed wet?
Just like the other one.
She has two vaginas.
This one seems to be about
the
best.
Oh, that's right.
And I don't have another cent.
My issue is that we wake up to this monstrosity.
But the whole God can't join. Just pass it around.
Like hell.
And now.
They are now getting on the wrong side of history in a really bad way, really quickly. This is not a team you want to be on.
Our feature presentation.
What happened to me earlier this week is not scientifically possible.
I can't. Don't.
What's that?
No more. No more.
Oh, we covered that?
Yeah, we did that yesterday.
Oh, shoot. Okay, covered my bad.
Extraordinary and excruciating.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
Excruciating detail. Yes, that's the term I'm looking for.
So covered. Okay, all right, good. Mm-hmm. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday, the 11th of May.
How are you? Hey, happy Anse de Mayo, you guys. How are you?
What?
Happy Anse de Mayo.
Oh.
How are you feeling?
I'm fine.
Are you 100%?
I am.
Are you back?
I'm back and I'm strong. I'm good.
Wow.
I'm Ken the healthiest man alive. I don't know if you guys know that.
I think that was Bean.
Oh. Well, usually. Well. I can't mock anyone for calling in sick anymore, unfortunately, because I enjoyed that. Kevin, why are you not doing the only thing I would be doing if I were you and I lost half my body weight over the course of being sick for a week, and mm-hmm. that's eating every possible thing in the world?
I mean, I ate quite a bit yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
But the thing is that they tell you up till about 45 up to about 48 hours after you have the symptoms, you should avoid dairy and avoid all spicy stuff. And
probably take it easy for a bit.
That's what they tell you, yeah. But I assumed yesterday was fine, so I went for it.
Yeah.
It was all good.
Taco Bell'd it?
Pretty much.
Cool.
I would have I would have hot fudge sundaes on the hour, every hour on the hour, if I had lost, what did you say you lost, like 9 to 10 pounds?
9 to 10 pounds, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Go for it, man. Take advantage. Luck out.
I don't feel like that's luck out. It's not the way you want to lose weight.
I got a fascinating story on so many levels. I'm always amazed, and forgive me if I bring in too many of these medical miracle stories or medical.
How you have a heart attack. I'm going to punch you right in the face.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not,
but fine the day before.
How come you didn't see it coming? I'm amazed by how the human body works and doesn't work, and how after thousands of years there's still so many things we don't understand and so many ways for doctors to get it wrong.
That's what I was saying about earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
So many different things about the human body we don't understand.
Yes. And look. These doctors who are taking care of you are using many years of education and experience and the crowdsourcing of thousands of other physicians throughout the years, and they really are working hard to do the best they can to make their best guesstimates as to what should be done in each case.
But most of the time they don't know.
A lot of times they don't know, and a lot of times even they are surprised, and a lot of times they see things they didn't expect. And this is a story coming out of Alabama, and if you haven't heard about this, I think you'll be amazed.
A 13-year-old Alabama boy is recovering from an accident no one thought he'd survive. In fact, doctors declared him brain dead and were getting ready to donate his organs when he regained consciousness.
Okay, so...
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, no.
So, you'll hear all about the little boy and his accident. But the doctors were getting ready to pull the plug and start doling out his organs because he was never coming back from this.
Wow.
And all I think about when I hear that is how many times has this happened where they pulled the plug and doled out the organs, and then that person was like 20 minutes away from popping back up.
The other thing that's sort of weird is that when I lost my dad, unfortunately, they were very, very hesitant to say he's got however long or he won't come back. Like, they don't say things like that because they don't want to make pronouncements that will then come back and bite him in the ass.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if they were saying this about this kid, he must have truly been gone.
Well, let me tell you, the first sentence of the story from out in the field is going to tell you how gone he was.
Right. Dr. Tara Narula has the incredible details.
He was dead a total of 15 minutes.
He was dead for 15 minutes. That's his mom. That's a little Trenton McKinley's mom, Jennifer. Who ever comes back from being dead for 15 minutes?
I've never heard of it.
Mm-mm. Neither have I.
Trenton McKinley's mom says his recovery is a miracle.
All I saw was a stretcher with his feet. They actually stapled that side shut so they could get him back breathing. When he came back, they said he would never be normal again. They told me the oxidation problems would be so bad to his brain that he would be a vegetable, even if he made it.
The 13-year-old was at a friend's house 2 months ago, playing in a small utility trailer while being pulled by a dune buggy.
That is a very...
Wait.
Are they pulling the kid or the entire...
Sounds like the entire trailer.
Trailer. That is a very Alabama way to get flipped over and in an accident, isn't it? Again, for those who are looking for things to do this weekend.
Playing in a small utility trailer while being pulled by a dune buggy.
That sounds awesome, first of all.
It's awesome until you end up on your head.
Right, that's not ideal.
Oof. What could go wrong with that?
Right.
Little Trenton?
And flipped, and I hit the concrete.
This, by the
that's
way,
the kid talking already?
Yes,
that was 15 minutes dead?
Yes, that's the kid who's talking. I mean, his haircut could use an upgrade because he's got all sorts of stitches.
You're going to pick on how,
he
looks.
I'm saying he looks kind of rough, but remarkably, he's up and sitting on the couch and he's having a conversation and he's talking about what happened that day. And by the way,
he could lose a pound or two.
Later, hey, get your nose fixed.
Later in the piece, they
actually show him in rehab, not running around on a basketball court, but making baskets, but actually standing and throwing baskets.
Wow.
Was it drugs or alcohol?
This is a kid who, what, huh?
Hmm? Sorry.
This is a kid who was dead last week.
And flipped, and I hit the concrete, and the trailer landed on top of my head. After that, I don't remember anything.
Holy crap.
Trenton suffered severe brain trauma and was rushed to an Alabama hospital with 7 skull fractures.
Oh.
Doctors thought...
Yes, 7 skull fractures, by the way. And we wonder why he was in such bad shape, and the doctors were like, dude, we're done.
Doctors thought he was brain dead, and his parents signed paperwork to donate his organs to save 5 other children.
It was unfair to keep bringing him back, because it was just damaging his organs even more.
So if you don't speak Alabama, so they kept trying to bring him back, but at some point you start to damage the organs every time you do that. So the mom had accepted the reality that her little boy was gone.
And she signed the paperwork. Can you imagine being in that position?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I guess I'll sign. You know, like, you're literally giving up.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
But then, the day before doctors were set to take him off life support, Trenton woke up. Now he's in rehab, and although he has a long road ahead, he's getting stronger every day.
By the way, I hope his first words were, Mom, what the F?
Right? You signed it?
Seriously.
All right.
There's no other explanation but God. There's no other way that I could have came back.
All right, well, I don't want to get into
I don't want to get into that debate, but... Look, how did he come back? No one has any idea.
Do you think for the rest of his life, he's like, Mom, I'm going out tonight. No, you're not. I was dead.
Sure.
What can happen to me now? You signed it. Right? Just right. Walks out.
That
isn't
good for you.
Who gets the upper hand?
Right.
Look, I understand that people want miracles and people, you know, God helps people in tragic situations like that. I'm sure God was a tremendous, you know, positive in their lives as a result of that. But what about the five other people who needed organs to survive? Was it just God's will that they don't get those? They're one day away from getting...
Oh, what a burn.
Well, think about it. They're one day away.
It's a burn.
They're one day away from hearts.
What happened to my... I had a heart on... What's happening?
I'm supposed to be here tomorrow.
He can't take it back.
So
Kids are stupid.
They are. But if God is given on the little Alabama kid, he's kind of taken away from the other five kids who were really kind of counting on the little Trenton's organs, right?
I feel like that's not the takeaway from the story.
Well,
but it's
part of it, though.
I've seen a lot of movies where people wake up, like, in the morgue. Is that real? Can that happen?
Yes, that has happened. Sure.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
This whole thing is crazy.
Right?
So I guess the only solution is if you're ever in that situation where there's even a half of a percent chance you're going to come back, make sure the doctor, like, cuts your head off or something just to make sure you're not coming back.
What's the takeaway?
Because that way you're definitely not coming back. At least people know you're being buried or your organs are being harvested when you were really dead and never coming back.
That's the second page. Yeah, you have to go to the second page and sign that.
What if the kid's a zombie? What if he came back as the undead? You guys.
What if he's the reason that the world is going down?
Right?
This kid with the bad hair.
Right? Oh, what a dumb haircut.
He's ground zero for the zombies.
I mean.
So there you go, kids.
Walking dead, you guys. There's nothing to think about there, B.
It's fascinating.
Okay. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
You feed your mind with lies.
Today on the program, we have a royal wedding update.
What? Yeah, we
Plus, we have a Jersey Shore recap.
Dude, we may need to do royal wedding updates twice a day all next week because there's so much great information coming at us.
I don't believe I could handle that.
We can't keep up with all the astonishing details.
So let's not try.
Of the royal wedding.
It's too much to get our heads around, so let's go ahead and let it go.
Just
and let
forget
someone else handle it.
Let's see how you feel after today's installment.
Right. Keep it 100 because it's Friday. We always love that feature. You gave a bad Mother's Day gift. It was a mistake in retrospect. May not have been your best choice. On today's show, we have a cheers with beer mug, talking about Mother's Day with a bunch of drunk people, which we love. We have Florence Welch. How about her from Florence and the Machine?
So
I love
great.
Her so much.
Can't wait. That's at 7 a.m. The new album is High as Hope, and it comes out Friday, June 29th. And we're very excited to have her on the program. And we've got your Weenie Roast tickets, pit tickets, and tickets to the Bud Light VIP party coming up this morning as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next. 30 Seconds to Mars on the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. If you missed the announcement yesterday, we've added 30 Seconds to Mars to the K-Rock Weenie Roast.
That is, and by the way, Jared called into Nicole's show yesterday. And he's always the greatest, but he's so excited to be there, too.
Yeah,
he loves playing those Weenie Roasts, and he's really excited. And it's going to be amazing to have him on top of all the other bands. Are you kidding me?
You know what I bet?
What?
He looked at the weather. He's like, 66, cape. Right?
He doesn't need 66 to wear a cape.
He really doesn't. No. It could be 105. Yep. He's like, cape.
I wanted to ask Jared, and I'd love to know. I was going to, if we had the chance to talk to him this time around, I was going to, we need an office pool on how many capes Jared owns.
Good question.
Is he a guy who just has like three he rotates, or do you think he's got a closet with like 40 capes in it?
Oh, he's got a ton of capes, different colors.
I'm guessing a closet dedicated to capes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And crowns.
Maybe a
probably.
Home.
Crown, sure.
Cut
sure.
of crowns, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, anyway, 30 Seconds to Mars is on the bill. You can still get your tickets at AXS.com. Of course, we also have them you can win on the radio today. And we'll check in with Beer Mug shortly to find out where he is in Southern California, giving them away in person.
Right now, Ali is here with what's happening.
Hey, let's take the first five callers right now. You are going to get a pair of tickets to Pizza Fest LA at the Hollywood Palladium.
Yeah! Yummy!
This Sunday, it's 2 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Tons of food vendors. You're going to get bunch of pizza trucks, pizzerias, restaurants, a big photo booth, cooking workshops, cooking demos, all of that. It is this Sunday. First five callers.
Call now. 1-800-520-1067. I love you.
Give that number a call. First five callers, you are getting a pair of tickets to Pizza Fest LA.
Mmm, delicious.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that. So, Bean, you and I got an email yesterday from a man named Austin Watkins, who lives on the Big Island in Hawaii. And he starts off the email with, please forgive the direct ask from me, but we have almost 2,000 people that have been displaced as a result of the, is it Kilauea?
Yes.
Volcano eruption over the last 8 days here on the Big Island. And he's talking about the people that are displaced at specifically the Leilani Estates. And I mean, I've been watching this on the news, but it is hard to wrap your head around
it is.
What is happening there.
Well, it's a natural disaster unlike any other that you can't do anything to stop it. In other words, once lava is flowing toward you, lava is just going to go where it's going to go.
Lava wins.
Yeah. Lava wins. Yeah, there's no way to. They've tried over the years. They've tried to do lots of things, everything from water to walls, but it just goes through everything. And it's just mowing down houses and cars and, you know, buildings all over the place. And there's no sign on when it's going to stop. And so many people are displaced as a result of this. Hundreds and hundreds are displaced. It's almost impossible. Almost nobody has lava insurance. It's so expensive. And this is not a rich part of Hawaii.
Yeah. And it's been releasing the lava for over a week. But then yesterday, they said there were signs that it could explode and widen the disaster.
Oh,
and
no.
They're talking the largest in 100 years. And in just this article alone, it says, hurling boulders the size of refrigerators.
What are you hurling?
Oh, yeah. If it explodes,
not just
right
coming
now
down
it's just
in the
coming
lava?
Down in lava. But if that erupts,
wow!
I mean, this is nuts.
As the lava is leaking out all over the island, or you know, near where the volcano is, the lava in the volcano itself is going down lower and lower and lower. And when it hits the water table, that's when it's going to have a big pressure bomb. Essentially, it's going to happen.
Wow.
And it's just going to spew for who knows for how long. As Allie says, it's been almost 100 years since they've had anything like this. The point of Allie bringing this up and what's happening is there are some very desperate Americans who need some help.
Yeah. And Austin actually sent us to a GoFundMe page. If you go to any of our social medias, at Kevin and Bean, you're going to find a link to it. But if you search GoFundMe, it's Hawaiian Natural Disasters Relief. So we'll link you to it. But if you have any spare money laying around that you could help our fellow Americans out there that are, I mean, you can't even prepare for this. It's just insanity what's happening over there. So we want to bring as much attention to that as we can today.
And thank you, Austin, for reaching out to us, too.
Absolutely.
Aloha.
Oh, look at you. I wrote him back and he responded with mahalo, Allie. And I was like, oh my God, I already love you so much. I'm going to look up some birthdays for the next one because what I have is,
What if they're the only ones? What are you going to do? Just make some up?
Bob in Pacoima.
Okay.
And that's what's happening.
One of our favorite people on the planet, Florence Welch from Florence and the Machine, just at 7 o'clock here this morning. Did I say it wrong?
No.
Oh, okay. 7 o'clock this morning, talking about the new Florence and the Machine album, the new song, everything. Love her so much.
I do, too. Have confidence, Kevin, in your broadcasting delivery. Come on.
What would give me that?
Hey, actually, speaking of you, I know you just had a couple of unscheduled days off due to illness.
Yeah.
But I have bad news for you. I think you're going to have to stay home all next week. I don't think you're going to be able to come in next week. Well, because the practically nonstop coverage leading up to the Saturday 18th for the Royal Wedding.
Oh, no, no.
And I am telling you that if you're going to try to keep track of NBC being out there live and CNN and CBS and ABC,
sir.
They're all sending teams to broadcast live all week long, and you're not going to want to miss a delicious minute of the coverage.
Wrong, I think. Very wrong.
Ladies and gents, it's time for a Royal Wedding update, where we give you useless information that nobody should give a f*** about, but inexplicably do. It's Kevin and Bean's Royal Wedding Update 2018.
I don't like the mocking attitude of that announcer, because when you hear the details that are going into the ceremony, I think you're going to change your mind. For instance, how about this report from Inside Edition?
Yep. With just 10 days to go before Meghan Markle says I do, her dad was spotted getting measured for a new tuxedo.
What?
Photographers were also there as the tuxedo was brought to his home in Mexico for a final fitting.
There are photos of the tuxedo being brought to the bride's home in Mexico.
How is that even in the top 100 things about this wedding?
Because he's wearing a tuxedo.
Right, everyone will be.
And he had to get fitted for it at
right?
some point.
Right, everyone does that.
And now we know, but wait, there's more.
And check out this photo. It's 73-year-old Thomas Markle busy reading all about his daughter at a local internet cafe.
Okay, now this is, I gotta be honest.
He should know
right?
her.
Yes, he should. This is a weird deal, by the way, because they show the old man in a public internet cafe and he's got the webpage open to photos of his daughter and Harry that he's scrolling through. Now, shouldn't the Duchess's father, I don't know, at least have a phone at home he can just do some of this stuff on without being in an internet cafe in Mexico?
What are the chances that Inside Edition or whoever this was doing the story said, let's put you in a,
right,
in
staged
a place.
It.
Right, there's a computer.
I would say 100%.
Okay.
I would say he's getting a little money on the side for this. Yes.
So what's he reading? Move in tight, and you can see he's looking through a photo gallery filled with Meghan's engagement photos on Town & Country magazine's website.
Okay.
Thomas Markle will meet Prince Harry for the first time next week before walking his daughter down the aisle for the wedding of the year, just like Kate Middleton's dad during her wedding to Prince William in 2011.
All right, so that's dad. That's what dad's got going
on. I'd like to just suggest that that's not a story.
Yeah, and I don't know any dad that's looking at Town & Country magazine.
correct as well, yes.
Kevin, I'm sure we'll be getting into greater detail as we get into the week ahead, but there are a multitude of special programs on television, including a Lifetime movie that's airing this Sunday. It's a fictional recreation of Meghan and Harry's courtship.
Go through these slowly so I can write down what I need to avoid.
From this clip alone, you are going to insist on seeing this movie.
I'm Meghan.
Hello. Yeah, I'm Harry.
And here's a just-released clip from Lifetime's new TV movie, Harry and Meghan, A Royal Romance, airing this Sunday. It recreates their first date at a restaurant in London.
Well, what is it you do?
I'm kind of the Prince of England.
I'm sure.
What do you do? Sort of the Prince of England.
I need to watch this now.
Oh, you.
Now, Meghan didn't go to this first date not knowing who her
right.
date was.
It's a blind date. I have no idea who this is.
She already knew he was Prince Harry, right?
I mean, doesn't everyone?
All right. Kevin, contain yourself, because this is two of your favorite things all rolled into one. Right. The royal wedding plus...
If you blink, you might think these wax figures are real.
Oh, no.
Madame Tussauds revealed a new likeness of Meghan Markle to stand next to Prince Harry at its museum in London and New York City.
You love wax museums, Kevin.
Are his face right
you
now.
Kidding me?
Well, they already had Harry. They had to build a Meghan to put
no,
next.
No, they need to destroy the Harry.
Well,
those are terrible.
Let's hear all about it.
The couple is set to wed May 19th at St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle. Meghan is wearing an emerald green dress like the one she wore to announce their engagement last November. There's even a mock engagement ring on her finger that looks uncannily like the real thing.
What?
Uncannily.
I know. How surprised can they be that they approximated the jewelry that she's wearing?
Harry's figure, which was already on display, was updated to add a beard.
Holy
oh my
crap.
God.
These are not stories. Look, here's a story about the royal wedding that it seems like people should be interested. Who's singing?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's a story.
Right?
That's it. I'm out.
But they,
okay.
Oh, wait, but they added a beard to Harry's
right.
statue.
Heard that. Right.
Okay, but there's some more great news ahead.
Madame Tussauds will offer free entry to guests named Meghan or Harry
Hull?
On the day of the royal wedding.
If your name is Meghan or Harry, you get in free on the wedding day.
You go to hell, you son of a bitch.
All right, you got time for one more?
No!
Yes!
Before Meghan Markle becomes Prince Harry's bride, she came to this tea house in Pasadena, California to learn proper tea etiquette.
Now, Kevin, come on.
She's doing recon on how to drink tea ahead of the wedding.
And this was what, 8 months ago, a year ago? How long have they been dating?
In the story. It's been 8 or 9 months.
This is not a story.
But do you know how to drink tea?
No. I mean, everyone does.
You think you just pour it into a cup and just and slurp, right? No,
right.
That's not the case.
Edmund Fry, owner of the Rose Tea Cottage, was tasked with teaching Megan proper protocol. He says Megan visited 9 months ago. Her friends made the reservations.
I had no idea that she was coming.
Turns out there are 25 rules to having tea.
Oh my God in heaven.
Please say they go through them.
They only mentioned a couple, but I think we do need more details of this. Look, you don't want to be the new member of the family and embarrass yourself and all of the Windsors.
I don't want to be any member of that family.
By pointing the spoon in the wrong direction, right?
Right.
How embarrassing would that be?
You never turn the cup over or the plate over to see where it's made. The spoon has to be left at 6 o'clock and 12 o'clock. The handle should always be at 3 o'clock.
There are even rules about what color napkin to use.
Those of you that love this, explain to me how.
Well, listen up.
A black napkin if she's wearing dark clothing, a white napkin for light-colored clothes.
How about an apology, Kevin?
Once seated, guests are treated to finger sandwiches and roast beef with Yorkshire pudding. As for those delicious scones, eating them properly also comes with rules.
You always cut the scone across this way rather than down.
Preserves go on first, then clotted cream on top.
I always put the cream on first.
Harry dumps you at the altar if he sees that happening ahead of the wedding ceremony.
And could there be anything grosser than clotted cream? Two words put together? That is disgusting.
Yeah, it tastes better than it sounds, that's for sure. So, Kevin, you're in?
You. You're cool. You, I'm out.
That was Kevin and Bean's Royal Wedding Update 2018. You.
Florence from Florence and the Machine, just after 7 o'clock this morning on the world famous K-Rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday morning, which means yesterday was Jersey.
Yeah, it was. So good. Now, I worried, Omar, that your enthusiasm for Jersey Shore dipped a little bit with last week's episode. It was getting a little too heavy for you.
It did. It was getting a little too serious. And, it's like fake drama. So I'm not going to focus on this fake drama because where we left off is like Ronnie's girlfriend was going to come and hopefully she doesn't find out that he kind of like cheated on her with a girl that they call French fries. So we're kind of like steer away from that because that's dumb. But okay. These people are so dumb. That's what I love focusing on.
All right.
Okay. So Ronnie's girl does come and visit. Her name's Jen, and the situation asks her where she's from.
What nationality are you?
I'm like 80% Great Britain or something.
Oh. Do it.
Can you speak Britain? No.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I think I know how to speak Great Britain.
Britain isn't a language. It's English.
Oh. Shrimp on the barbie. No, that's Australian.
Wow. Oh, wow. Bring it hard.
How could he not love this show? Bring it hard. Right?
That's pretty strong. I'm going to be honest.
I'm all in, Bean. I'm all in. they're going to a strip club. There's a lot of Kevin stuff going on last night's show.
Oh no!
So they decide to go to a strip club, and this is why Pauly D's excited.
I'm really excited to go to 11 because I've never seen a girl so pregnant in a strip club. I just want to see what that's like.
Oh no!
So Ronnie's girlfriend is 7 months pregnant.
Nope,
and she says, "Yeah, thumbs up. I'll go to the strip club with you guys. That's a good decision."
I was thinking the strippers were pregnant. Okay.
Oh no!
All right, that's not that bad.
By the way, I was too.
Yo, really? Yeah. So Vinny goes to this strip club, and he's like a kid in a candy store. Mm. And I imagine this is what Kevin's like at a strip club.
How dare you?
Well, check out Vinny's reaction.
These girls are not just your average strippers. I mean, their parents sent them to stripper college. They did, like, stripper internships. Money well spent. Like, these are the best strippers I've ever seen in my life.
There were some pretty hot strippers.
All right.
Okay, and Vinny's just, like, mesmerized by all these girls. Like, he's never seen a naked girl.
Has he never been to a strip club?
I have no idea. They don't say that on the show, but he literally is talking to girls and say, you know what, I'm going to save you from this club, baby.
Oh,
you know what
no.
I mean? So he ends up picking a stripper up and, like, taking her halfway across the club and then bringing her back. I mean, he's out of his mind, okay?
Okay.
And Ronnie and his 7-month pregnant girlfriend are there. having a good time. And this is what Ronnie thinks about the strip club.
My favorite part about 11 is that there's just boobies and ass. And boobies and ass. Did I say ass already? And boobies?
What did he expect to find at a strip club?
Good question.
These people are the best, first of all, but they are also morons.
They're the best because they're the worst.
Yes.
Okay.
And so then Ronnie and his lady, because they're smoking in the club, so they finally get that. It's probably not the best idea to have a girl who's 7 months pregnant in a strip club where they're smoking allowed, so they leave. Mm. And then the rest of the crew gets home, and JWoww is just plastered out of her mind. The situation throws her on the bed, and here's Pauly D trying to get her up to get her some bread.
Jenny, let's go downstairs and get some bread in you.
Yes.
Some, like, carbohydrates.
She needs some carbohydrates.
Yeah.
What was that, Kevin?
How dare you?
Yeah, what was that, carbohydrates?
They are speaking, Kevin, unfortunately.
Yeah, so Vinny is kind of like, you know, losing his mind a little bit because he has a girlfriend back at home.
Right.
And he just picked up a stripper. So he's kind of like, oh, man.
People don't know this is on TV.
Right. That's a great question.
What's happening?
I don't know what's happening. So Vinny's kind of like losing it. I was like, man, I didn't do anything wrong. Did I do anything wrong? He's like asking everybody. He's like, you know what? I'm going to call my girlfriend and let her know what I did.
Yes.
Because I didn't do anything wrong.
That's the move.
How do you think that goes?
I love it.
So everyone's making a big deal because the whole night I was making a joke about saving this girl because she was a stripper. And I was like, oh, let me save you because you look like you shouldn't be a stripper. So I like picked her up and I carried her like
bro,
3 feet.
What the
I
why are you
like,
carrying
her?
Other women? Is he calling his girl?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did I do anything wrong?
Yeah, you did.
What did I do wrong?
You carried a stripper! What's wrong with this moron?
And who's a woman who doesn't look like she should be a stripper, by the way?
That's a good point.
I mean, in a strip club, somebody who's there dancing. I mean, it's... Look, in my man Kevin's defense, though, those strippers really do fall in love with him.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. But this is a jackhole on Jersey Shore. It is misreading the situation.
Man. And here's further proof that Vinny's just a giant D-bag.
When you have a girlfriend, it's hard being a horny guy. I know girls will never understand it. I don't care. And it's not the same as being a horny girl. I don't want to hear it.
Is that true?
Oh, he sounds delightful.
He's the best.
Right? He's the best,
yeah,
he sounds great.
He's the best.
Any woman's lucky to have Vinny.
Right?
I'll tell you that right now. So he's still feeling really down, and he decides to call his mom to get some comfort.
What?
Okay, and his mom's just a giant douchebag, too.
What?
Check this out.
Hello?
Ma. Have you spoken to Alicia?
No. You?
Yeah, I have. We've had a couple of little things because I crossed lines that I don't know exist until it happens.
Tell her as least as possible.
What did she say? Tell her
least as possible.
Okay.
Good advice coming from a mom, right?
All right, good.
Jeez.
I mean,
wow.
There's a reason he's the way he is.
I guess, but damn, right?
Yeah.
These people are for real.
Yeah.
It's not like this is made up. This is a reality TV show.
Wait a minute.
Show.
This is animation, right?
No.
What?
This is like real people.
Unbelievable.
And the call continues.
You're single.
I'm not single. How am I single? I have a girlfriend, Alicia. Remember her?
Yeah, but you don't have a ring on your finger.
Ma, stop saying I'm single.
Yeah, but I'm not saying to do anything wrong. I'm just saying you're not doing anything intentional to hurt anybody.
No.
If my mom says it's cool, then I know that I didn't do anything too bad.
She's worse than he is.
Isn't that amazing?
Let that be a lesson to anyone watching that wants to date Vinny at any point. No. His mom's a nightmare.
I love this show so much, guys.
Oh,
seriously.
Oh my.
I'm going to go watch it again right now.
Florence Welch from Florence and the Machine.
That's right. You got it.
For some reason, I was starting to say against the Machine.
Florence against the Machine.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would pay to see that. Why not? The other three guys in that band play with everybody else. Why not put Florence out there?
Florence just after the top of the hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
I love her, by the way.
And
she is so, she's, what's the expression? You wear your heart on your sleeve, just like the emotions are so close to the surface with her, you know, and that's one of the things that makes her such a great artist. But we'll catch up with her about her new record, and we have Weenie Roast tickets you can win next half hour as well. Give you a chance to call in for those, give you all the details. Don't forget, for two things. One, 30 Seconds to Mars added to the bill yesterday. If you missed that, an already great show got even greater. And two, if you buy tickets today, there are still a few left at AXS.com. K-Rock is picking up the tab on all ticket fees today. So it's the cheapest possible way to get your Weenie Rose tickets is to wait until the day before.
Suckers, the bottom early.
Right? What were you thinking?
Right?
It is Friday morning. Allie is here with another look at what's happening.
I just think of you two interviewing Florence, like, what, 2 years ago?
Yes.
It was the last one at Irvine.
It was Weenie Rose.
And just randomly seeing you guys by a tree.
We were standing by a tree. I don't know why.
It was so bizarre, and it looked like a hostage situation.
And she had her cast on. It didn't look like a hostage.
Little bit.
Come
little
on. Bit. She enjoyed it. That's my memory. Being,
I will say that I thought we had a good time, too, but right. I get an email about once a month that asks if she's still in the woods and wondering if anyone will ever find her body. I think it was a frightening photo for a lot of people.
If we can find that picture again and repost
it. I don't think we need that.
I feel like that would be great. Wow. Boo, Fox.
Yeah,
I am so mad at them right now. Three pretty huge cancellations handed down yesterday. First of all, The Last Man on Earth canceled after four seasons. The Mick is gone after two seasons. Mm-hmm. And probably the saddest to everybody in here, they have canceled Brooklyn Nine-Nine after... Yeah. Let it out.
No!
Go ahead.
After By the way,
five seasons.
I'm going to make the argument that Brooklyn Nine-Nine is maybe one of the very funniest shows on television.
I agree.
Really is.
And what a cast.
Yeah.
So they need to be picked up someplace else, right?
Well,
Netflix
here's the
or
thing.
Someplace?
Yeah. Fox previously renewed 9-1-1, Empire Star, The Resident, The Gifted, The Orville, and The Simpsons for their lineup. They also have a show called Rel. And it's starring Lil Rel Howery for the next season. They've picked that up. Sinbad is his dad on the show. Also a show called The Cool Kids. And they have picked up Last Man Standing that was canceled. It's the Tim Allen show that was canceled from ABC last year. So it's all very confusing. I don't understand it. It is very upsetting. However, there are some places that Brooklyn Nine-Nine could possibly go. Hulu.
Sure.
Because they did the whole Mindy Project thing over there. Both Brooklyn Nine-Nine and the Mindy Project, which moved to Hulu after three seasons on Fox, are both produced by Hulu corporate sibling Universal TV.
Oh, okay.
So there's like a template in place if they were to move there. However, I think a really good bet, and this guy in this article also agrees, TBS. Because the old guy that was running Fox, Kevin Riley, developed and picked up Brooklyn Nine-Nine back in the day at Fox.
All right.
He's now the head of TBS. What's up?
Right?
That seems pretty easy.
Agreed.
And in December, they picked up the off-network rights to the comedy. So they're already showing Brooklyn Nine-Nine reruns on TBS. So I am
Any
not...
Any of the above.
Yeah, and Netflix, I mean, my God. What don't they love?
Right?
I can't think of anything.
So you're saying don't give up. We live in a new era now where just because a show is canceled doesn't mean it's going away forever.
I think with Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and I could be really off here, but I really believe it's going to find another
home. I do, too.
Well, there's an awful lot of goodwill for that show just because of how many immensely talented and funny people are on it, too.
Absolutely. Hey, if you're a fan of Rick and Morty, you're going to be watching that show for a really long time.
This was great news yesterday.
This is nuts news,
yep.
too. It has been renewed for 70 episodes.
That's pretty strong. I love that show.
It's so funny. It's so good. But, I mean, Dan Harmon will come out on Twitter and be like, yeah, we'll get to it. You know, like next year we'll get to it. We're whatever. New episodes coming. And people are like, once it come once. And people are freaking out about it. Renewed for 70 episodes?
You don't see that very often.
No, you really don't. By the way, part of that reason probably is the number one comedy on cable or broadcast among millennials in 2017, beating Big Bang Theory, Modern Family, Saturday Night Live in the coveted age group 18 to 24 and 18 to 34. That's huge.
Rick and Morty is great.
Yeah, that's incredible. And if you're a fan of Cobra Kai, it's been picked up for a second season just days after it debuted. Yeah, so it's going to be back. And by the way, YouTube Red said that When it debuted on May 4th, it has since attracted more than 20 million views.
Now, this is the Karate Kid 30 years later, right?
Yes. It's Ralph Macchio back as Daniel LaRusso and William Zabka back as Johnny Lawrence. Same roles they made famous in 1984. So that's good news for you.
I do have a clip for folks who haven't heard the show.
Oh, good.
Sounds like they still got it.
Oh. Yeah, a lot of action there. A lot of action. By the way, NBC, they've picked up a record 20th season. That's 20 seasons for its show. Anybody? Anybody?
Which network? I'm sorry.
NBC?
NBC.
Wait, 20 more seasons or a 20th
season?
No, a
20th season.
A 20th season? It's got to be Law & Order, SVU.
It is Law & Order, SVU, starring Mariska Hargitay. The 20th season will tie the record for the longest-running TV drama, which is currently shared by the original Law & Order, and Gunsmoke. What?
Wow.
Yeah, and Dick Wolf is sitting pretty because also renewed Chicago Fire and Chicago PD. That guy can do no wrong,
yeah.
Right? Brooklyn Nine-Nine, though.
Right?
Come on, TBS.
I agree. No,
that one hurt me.
That needs to show up someplace.
Stunned me, too.
Yeah,
agreed. I think it stunned the whole cast and the showrunner and Jim. Poor Jim. I was very concerned for him yesterday. Some birthdays for you. LA Galaxy's Giovanni Dos Santos.
Right?
Huh? Found that one. Football players Cam Newton and Matt Leinart. And
define football players.
Well, Cam Newton, definitely
right, okay,
a football player.
Yes.
Matt Leinart played at USC.
Used to play. Okay.
And then played in the NFL.
Played.
Wow. And actress Sabrina Carpenter. And that's what's happening.
Brand new Florence and the Machine called Hunger on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It is 7:06.
Hey, you guys.
Yeah.
Florence Welch is on the phone.
Florence.
Hey, hi.
Hi, Florence. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, we're fine, and it's been 2.5 years since we talked to you on the Kevin and Bean Show. We want to hear what you've been doing every single day since the last time we saw you.
Okay, let me just look back at my notebooks, and I can tell you.
All right, not every single day.
Okay. You've been good, though. You've been busy. You've been happy. Tell us the general sense of how it's been for you since we last spoke.
Good. You know, I finished touring the last record, and then I pretty much just went home and started writing another one. My engineer, when I turned up to the studio in South London, he said, "What are you doing here? Shouldn't you go and have a rest?" But I just felt really ready to make things. You know, when you're touring, you can't really make stuff, and it's such a big part of me, and it's kind of where I'm happiest. So I was really excited to go and get back to work. So I spent, I pretty much just spent like 6 months cycling my bike to a little place in South London and demoing this record. It was kind of peaceful and domestic, which
All right.
was nice for me.
Peaceful and domestic compared to how it used to be, which is what?
Oof. What are the opposites of those words? Like the exact opposite.
I heard you say that, I heard you say in an interview that your attachment to reality was tenuous at best. And now it's very different.
I mean, I think it's different in a way. I mean, I don't know if my attachment to reality is any different, but I'm not kind of like actively out of my mind. But then I don't know how kind of it definitely like my imagination is still very much in charge, but the more self-destructive aspects of that are a bit more under control.
Were you worried about that, that if you didn't maybe drink as much or go out and party hard after a tour, that maybe the next music wouldn't be as good?
That's really interesting. Yeah, because it's funny starting this record straight after a tour, because what I used to do would have some kind of partying Olympics after the tours would end. And when you win gold in these kind of Olympics, it's not good. It's really, really not good. You kind of win a panic attack and your sisters have to come to the house and sleep in the bed with you. It's not fun. But this time, It was interesting because what I did with that energy, weirdly, when you finish touring, you actually have a lot of residual energy because it's hard to come down. Mm-hmm. And I think that's maybe what leads to a lot of partying, because you're just trying to knock yourself out. And this one, I just went back to work. And it is an interesting creative question that I think a lot of artists kind of think about, is the destruction and the pain, is it important for the work? And I did think about that, but I don't know, whatever creative spirit that I'm working with, it actually was really liberated by the peace, and it was liberated by taking better care of myself. So this record just flowed, you know, it was so fun making it, and there was a lot of joy, and I had so much creative independence because I could get myself from A to B, ride my bike, and, you know, I actually found it incredibly creative.
This is the voice of our friend Florence Welch here on the Kevin and Bean Show from Florence and the Machine. The new album we're talking about is called High as Hope. It's going to be available everywhere on Friday, June 29th. Florence, you have already released two songs from the record, and then we've seen a couple more just from the shows you've been doing that have showed up on YouTube. Does that drive you crazy when your new songs end up on YouTube before you've had a chance to release them?
Well, I think you kind of know that it will, so you just choose the ones that you're going to play. You know, I think it's, you know that it will be out there. So I would think, you know, it's actually always really exciting to play new stuff, so I don't mind.
Well, the new single, Hunger, is one of the best songs you have ever written, and it, as I'm sure you've already heard feedback from your fans, is going to connect with so many people. It's the most universal topic you can write about, isn't it?
Oh, thank you so much. You know, like, I've been so moved by people, and I didn't know what was going to happen with this song. It wasn't, I knew that I felt this way, and I had an instinct that maybe other people felt this way too, but I didn't know, you know, so to make myself vulnerable in this way, but to have people come back and connect with it, and not only just listen to it, but sing it with me, it has really made me feel so close to people, and just so great, you know, I'm really grateful. This has really done a lot for me, you know. I've found it very, I don't know, I'm really grateful to people.
And when you started on Hunger, you didn't know or even think that it was going to be a single? It was poetry that you had written to yourself?
Yeah, I was like, you can't say this stuff out loud. Like, no way, I'm not going to say this to anyone. I'm not going to show this poem to anybody. I'm certainly not going to put it in a song. And then, whoops.
It is a magnificent song, and you'll be hearing it a lot here on K-Rock. I know that we have a very tight schedule with you to have you on, Florence, but we're so delighted to catch up with you. And I have to ask before we let you go, seriously, in a couple of weeks, you and your band are opening for the mother effing Rolling Stones. I've seen a photo of you with Mick Jagger on stage before. You guys have sung together in the past?
Yeah, I had the incredible honor to sing Give Me Shelter with them at one of their gigs a couple of years ago. And yeah, it was one of the most incredible experiences of my life. I definitely remember, I was almost trying to because I've watched so much Mick Jagger, and he's such an influence on my performance style, that I was like, oh my God, I hope he doesn't think I'm trying to out-Jagger him.
Well, your dreams are definitely, you know, the reality is surpassing your dreams, I guess is how they say. It's unbelievable all the wonderful things that are happening to you, and you deserve every bit of it. That Rolling Stones gig, by the way, is May 25th in London for our European listeners. Florence is going to be in town here at the Walt Disney Concert Hall. Unfortunately, tickets are sold out for that show on May 21st, but I hope that you will be back very soon and give the rest of us a chance to see you. We're so excited to have you back with new music, Florence.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Couldn't love her more.
She's the best.
So nice.
Right? Remember the Florence times? Remember when she was on the phone?
30 seconds ago, yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. Hey, speaking of last time, we mentioned last time we spoke with her was at the Weenie Roast a couple of years ago. This year's Weenie Roast is tomorrow, kids. The 26th annual K-Rock Weenie Roast at StubHub Center tomorrow. Blink 182, Panic at the Disco, 30 seconds. Tomorrow's just added. Rise Against, Dirty Heads, Mike Shinoda, and all the rest. Kevin, what are we doing? We're looking for whom this time around?
Well, I mean, you have to be fans of the bands that are playing. Unfortunately, we're doing doing Kevin and Bean Aroki.
Oh, no.
So you're going to have to identify the song that we're singing.
Mm. Okay.
And sometimes that can be very painful.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you think you can do that, 1-800-520-1067. We'll play now.
We're going to check in with our friend Beer Mug and the Kevin and Bean Janky Van out in Carson in about 15 minutes or so to tell you how you can win your tickets for the Weenie Roast live from Mugs. But right now, folks on the phone get a chance to win them at 1-800-520-1067. Of course, the show is tomorrow at StubHub Center, 26th Annual K-Rock Weenie Roast. And we're doing this with a game, unfortunately, that we like to call Kevin and Bean Aroki.
If you want tickets to a show and if you really want to go see a band, you're a fan, put your hands up, because now it's time to play Kevin and Bean Aroki, Kevin and Bean Aroki. It's everybody from the crew, they're going to sing a song for you. So listen up, you'll get it right, you're going to sing with other mics. It's time to play.
None of us can sing. Right?
Right.
I'm sorry?
David says he can.
Christine.
But this is what we're going to try to do. We're going to spin the wheel, find out who sings, and then we'll choose a song that you'll be singing at the K-Rock Weenie Roast tomorrow. All you have to do is identify it based on our version of singing it by title and artist. If you're right, you go into the drawing. Somebody wins tickets. Are these, once again, in the pit with access to the Bud Light VIP party?
Hell
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Pretty good deal. All right, let's give it a try. Who's our first contestant, please?
All right, first contestant is Andrew in Claremont. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, guys.
A terrible phone line. Can you hear us?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's not a Geiger counter, is it? Because you got to get the hell out of there.
All right, I'm going to spin the wheel to see who's going to sing your song.
Okay.
Good luck. And it's Allie.
Yay! All
right. You get Allie.
Andrew, I'm really going to feel this, okay?
All right, let's do it.
All right. How do we fall in love? Faster than a bullet could hit ya. How do we fall apart? Faster than a hairpin trigger. Don't you say, don't you say.
Okay, you got to cut you
don't
off right
say,
there.
Don't you say.
What do you think, Andrew? Title and artist. What's Allie singing there?
I think she did it justice. That's Bishop Briggs' River.
Yes, it
Yay!
Is.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you. Same. I mean, that's
identical.
Me, right?
That's identical.
You just replayed me back.
Correct. All right. Let's go to our next contestant, Caesar in Wilmington. Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to miss Andrew's phone, I'll tell you that.
Right?
All right. Let's spin the wheel again, see who sings next. Please don't be me. Please don't be me. Please don't be me.
Bean.
You faked that.
What a surprise it landed on you.
All right, Caesar, I apologize in advance about what you're about to hear. You ready?
Okay, yes.
Cheated and lied, broken so bad, you made a vow, never get mad.
You play the game, though it's unfair, they're all the same, who can't compare?
That was stunningly good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Caesar?
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 That was terrible.
It may have been terrible, yeah. But it was. We need an answer. Artist and song title. Here's a hint. It's one of the artists playing the K-Rock Weenie Roast tomorrow.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, I'm just going to have to go with Panic at the Disco.
Mm. Sorry, that was Cold War Kids first.
I mean, I guess. Empirically, the evidence suggests that Allie is better than I am.
I mean, yes, that's
because
it.
Her guy got that song. Yeah. My guy didn't get mine.
None of us got yours.
All right.
All right, let's go to Chris in San Pedro. Hi.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Allie.
Hi.
All right, here we go. See who's going to sing for you. And it's Dave, the King of Mexico.
Yeah!
Oh, you lucked out.
All right.
Apologize for this. Oh, you ready?
Be gentle. Be gentle.
Be gentle.
Dirty. Still.
All right.
What if I wanted to fight? Beg for the rest of my life. What would you do?
I mean, come on.
Wow.
That started out as... Ooh. Started out as a sexy Dave and ended up with Nervous Breakdown Dave.
I think so, too.
Artist so and too. Title, please.
The Kill, 30 Seconds to Mars.
That is correct.
I wanted to fight.
You went straight Mariah at the end.
Yeah,
wow.
You did.
I didn't know you had that range.
How about Scott in Irvine? Up next on the Kevin and Bean Show, we're playing Kevin and Bean Oroki.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, good morning.
All right, are you ready? See who's going to sing for you.
Please get Allie.
And it's Chip.
Woo!
I'll take that. Let's go.
All right, you ready to go?
Let's remind you that Chip is a professional here. She's actually in a real live rock band where she sings. So this better be good, goddammit.
It's all right to tell me what you think about me. I won't try to argue or hold it against you.
I mean, come on. If you don't get that, get off our phones.
Hang up on yourself.
Come on, man.
Scott, title and artist. The song has been played on K-Rock over 100,000 times.
It's Blink 182.
Yes. Song title?
Oh, so many songs.
Only one with this title, though.
Song title, please.
Oh, damn it. Let him hang up on himself.
Damn it.
It's all right
to tell me. Hang up on yourself, Scott. I want to hear your line go dead, Scott. Okay, good.
All right, I think we have time for just one more.
Camellia. Camellia in Manhattan Beach.
Hi
there. All right, are you ready?
Yes.
We're doing
Kevin and Bean Oroki.
And you get me.
Yes. Oh!
Kev Dog.
Finally,
I'm going to bring this to life.
All right.
I mean, this artist might want to bring me up on stage. This is how good it's going to be.
Oh.
Oh, well, imagine as I'm pacing the pews in a church corridor and I can't help but to hear. No, I can't help but to hear an exchange of words.
Were you crying?
Thank you.
We are.
Panic.
Camilla.
What are you? Panic. Is not tragic.
Yeah. Yeah. But to hear an exchange of words. Nicely done.
All right, so Chip and I are big losers. We couldn't do anything for our people, but Andrew, Chris, and Camilla had better partners. They're all in the running to win tickets in the pit and access to the Bud Light VIP party at the K-Rock Weenie Roast tomorrow at StubHub Center. Only one can win, though, Miss Allie McKay. Who's that going to be this time?
Y'all saw me pick this. This is not fixed. Congratulations, Andrew.
Andrew! Yes,
thank you, Allie.
You're welcome.
Congrats. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'll show you my...
Okay.
Kevin Bean Oroki.
Last words I heard in the studio were "songs over."
I mean, that happens occasionally. I'm not paying attention.
We got an awful lot going on today because the K-Rock Weenie Roast is tomorrow. We're giving away more tickets on the air at 9 a.m. here on the Kevin Bean Show. But if you're in the Carson area, our man Beer Mug is out with the Kevin Bean Janky Van, and he has so much going on down there in the parking lot of the StubHub Center. Mugs, welcome to you, sir.
Good morning once again to you guys. How are you?
We are good.
Well, we're fine. You've been all over Southern California all week long, and now you're in Carson. And I mentioned you got a bunch going on. It's a little bit of a circus down there. Can you bring us up to speed with what's happening?
Well, we only have a little bit of giant Jenga, giant Connect Four, music, cornhole.
Cornhole.
And I was worried about not being fed before I got here today, but no worries because Pink's Hot Dogs is here, and I'm probably going to start off my morning with about five.
Mm. This is a party.
Yeah, no
it
kidding.
It really is. I mean, what is going on? Is this all because – is this like a Weenie Roast pre-party a little bit?
It is a Weenie Roast pre-party, and from what I understand, I don't know if you guys have this information, but there's a little bit of a deal going on at the box office with Weenie Roast tickets
yes.
today.
Tell us.
Tell us.
I don't have that information.
Okay, K-Rock is picking up the tab on all Weenie Roast ticket fees all day today. You can go to AXS.com to buy tickets now before they're all gone, and no fees today.
And so after you go to the box office, if there's no more there, we are giving away pit tickets to Weenie Roast, okay?
Wow.
And passes to the VIP Bud Light party.
Wow.
Yeah.
You sound surprised, Muggs. You knew this was happening, right?
Well, I didn't know the details, but I knew a little bit of what was going on.
Okay, all right,
Kevin, you were out when we covered the cornhole championship.
Yes, I was
on ESPN. But since Muggs has cornhole going on down there in Carson right now, you'll enjoy this.
Bags in front of the hole are so much better than bags on the side of the hole. Bags on the side of the hole make
the hole bigger.
I mean, so we learned a lot of very valuable things about cornhole and apparently the human body. And people could just come down and just play cornhole for free down there while they're trying to win their Weenie Roast tickets.
Absolutely.
By the way, Muggs is a big smack talker when it comes to cornhole, too. So, yeah. Take him on and then let us know when you beat him.
I'm pretty good.
Yeah, sure.
All right, so Pink's Hot Dogs, Carnival Games, free stuff to give away, the Janky Van, Beer Mug is down there. How long are you going to be down there this morning, Muggsy?
Till 9 p.m. we'll be down here. We also have tickets to ex-ambassadors, Liam Gallagher.
I'm sorry. Hey, Muggs? Two. Muggs?
Yeah.
You're going to be there till 9 p.m.? That's a long-ass day.
I meant 9 a.m.
That's very different. Okay.
I was like, we're abusing Muggs' time. That's a crazy long day.
All right. You just stay there and we'll drag you in when the show starts tomorrow. All right. So since we have you on the phone, Muggs, I understand you've had a very busy week. Every morning this week you've been out on the streets giving away stuff. And then you also did double duty and one night stopped by your bar to do some interviews for us. Am I right?
I did. In fact, I went last night, which was probably not the smartest idea, having to be up so early this morning. But I went to O'Grady's, my local dive bar over there in Chatsworth, California, and I wanted to get people's ideas on what they were going to do for their lovely mothers on Mother's Day.
It's time for Cheers with Muggs.
Beer Mug, he wants to go where everybody knows his name.
Yeah.
Asking questions with no shame.
What are you?
He's already drunk as a skunk, but people are glad he came.
Oh!
Beer Mug wants to go where everyone knows his name.
How? Right? How? Wow. Right?
That's a good question.
You're doing a good job there, Muggs. All right, here we go. This is Muggs at O'Grady's.
What do you normally do on a Mother's Day? What does it consist of?
Breakfast, brunch, maybe? With my wife, Mom. Avoid my mom. Real mom.
We only have one mom, Julio, in this life.
We have only one mom. What are you going to do for Mother's Day?
I have no idea. How are you going to celebrate Mother's Day this year?
Spend it with my former wife's mother, because she always expects me over there for Mother's Day.
And how is the climate? Is it peaceful?
Well, she did tell her daughter, you divorced him, we did not divorce him.
So it should go well.
Yikes.
It's always great.
Man. Get her a mimosa or something, you know, enjoy the day.
Get her a mom-mosa.
Mimosa.
Mother's Day sucks, so I'm not going to do anything for Mother's Day. I'm going to avoid the lines and celebrate it on Friday.
Yeah, where are you going to go on Friday?
I'm going to go Avalon, especially for Mother's Day, because you have to get away from the children sometimes.
I love Avalon. It's a good place.
My Mother's Day is to take him out to La Paz.
What's over at La Paz?
Okay, I don't know what this guy's saying at all, Muggs. Do you?
I only understood about every three words he said. I think he was going to take his mother to a restaurant called La Paz, and then I wasn't quite sure what he said after that.
Paz.
What's over at La Paz?
Some mariachi, some good buffet food.
She must be very, very grateful of a beautiful son like yourself.
I don't know about grateful, but she's got to be pretty feed, man.
I plan on making her the happiest woman alive.
And how will you be doing that? How will you be doing that?
I am going to buy her the best tequila there is, and I will get her up.
All right. We're probably going to do some rollerblading, as the skater kids call it, fruit booting.
What? Is your mother have mad skills on blades?
Mad skills. No tricks, but she can go in a straight line. She's got fragile bones, so you got to be very careful there.
Ramson, how are you going to treat your lovely mother on Mother's Day?
Now, I love my mother, and since she has Alzheimer's now, I'm going to tell her how great was that dinner we went to last night.
Oh, my God.
Well done. Now, Muggs, last night was not the first night that you went to that bar, was it?
No, that might have been the second or third night this week.
So we need a change of music for this particular one.
Oh, there's a bonus track?
Yeah, this is the first time Muggs went to ask people at the bar about Mother's Day and listen to Muggs.
I've come to do Cheers with Beer Mug at O'Grady's and... Hold on, let me turn this down. Test. I've come to do Cheers with Beer Mug at O'Grady's, and My goal was to ask people what they're going to do for Mother's Day, but I got one interview, and the other ones, the next two people I asked, their mother had been deceased for many years, and I don't want to do the topic anymore, and I don't know what topic to think of, so I'm just going to call it a night and maybe try to regroup tomorrow when I come to work. Maybe we can think of another Cheers with Beer Mug topic tomorrow, which will be Thursday. And we will air something hopefully for Friday, and Omar could put it together. Love you. Beer Mug out.
Mugs. Mugs, wow. That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
I need to stop drinking.
Are you kidding? You keep doing what you're doing.
Wow.
Linkin Park on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54.
And if you weren't with us a few minutes ago, Beer Mug is down at the StubHub Center and will be till 9 a.m. giving away stuff. Lots of carnival games you can play down there. Pink's Hot Dog is down there. It's really turned into quite the pre-party for the Weenie Roast this weekend. And you can buy tickets at AXS.com today with no fees. K-Rock is picking up the tab on all Weenie Roast ticket fees if you still like to get some of these last tickets that survive between now and tomorrow. So AXS.com is where you want to go. Got something special for Mother's Day coming up right off the top of the hour. First, Allie. You're here with What's Happening.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Mother's Day because we just talked to Mugs all about what people at his bar are going to be doing for their moms. That was interesting.
Right?
Yikes. And it made me wonder, how did Mother's Day even start? Do either of you know?
I don't.
Is Mother's Day the one that was invented by a woman in Spokane, Washington?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, it must be Father's Day. It must have been the Spokane one. Then.
Yeah. Right,
tell us about Mom's Day.
First celebrated in 1908 at a church service in Philly, and a woman named Ann Jarvis had the service done for her mom, who told her when she was much younger that she'd hoped there would one day be a day to commemorate all mothers everywhere. So 2 years after her death, Anne and her friends began a national letter-writing campaign to get a holiday honoring mothers.
She's a bitch.
She is not.
That's not what I'm saying at all.
And then in 1914, Congress passed legislation designated the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day.
All right.
Wow. That's kind of nice, right?
Well, I thank you, my friend.
Say hi to your mother.
Say hello to your mother for me. What are the two states where moms have the most kids?
Moms have Kentucky.
I was going to say Mississippi.
Well, you would be correct in that Mississippi has the highest percentage of mothers in its population. They have 68% of the women ages 15 to 44 are moms. The average nationally is 56%.
Boston.
But these are the two. Again, that is a goddamn city. No, two states where moms have the most kids.
All right, I'll say Alabama then.
If you really think about it. One of those states, maybe religion plays a big part.
Utah.
Yes, indeed. And the other state, apparently because there's just so many dudes there that...
Alaska?
Yes. Look at you guys.
I mean, we're pretty smart.
It took a while and a ton of tips, but you got it. And another little mom bit of trivia. What's the most popular month in which... babies are born. The most babies are born in which month?
Hmm. I will say November because February is the coldest.
Interesting. And incorrect.
Okay.
Kevin? I would say September because mm-hmm. January is the coldest.
Interesting as well. Incorrect. And okay. I wouldn't have thought this.
Okay.
August is the most popular month in which to have a baby, and I guess people are just boning during the holidays, right?
We were close.
I mean, no.
We didn't take that as a win.
It's kind of the opposite, but I mean, during the holidays, you're eating a ton, you're fighting. Maybe that's it. Maybe you're just arguing, so you're having makeup sex.
Could be.
And then you're like, you're bloated, I'm bloated. Let's just get this done.
That's a sad little thing.
I can make sex so interesting. Mm-hmm. If you are going to see a movie with your mom this weekend, look for a third weekend at the top of the box office for Avengers Infinity War. Oh, mom will love it. It's already the 14th biggest worldwide release of all time. It's going to keep going, though. They expect it to make between another 50 to 60 million this weekend. Also out this weekend, a movie called Breaking In. It's a thriller starring Gabrielle Union. And Life of the Party should make about $18 to $21 million as well. That is Melissa McCarthy's new movie. So there, a lot of stuff coming up. We're going to talk about rich people in England because there's a lot of them making a ton of money. Some birthdays for you: LA Galaxy's Giovanni Dos Santos, football player Cam Newton, former football player Matt Leinart, and actress Sabrina Carpenter. And that's what's happened.
Don't forget, less than 1 hour from right now, we're going to open up the phones again for you to call us to win more tickets for the Weenie Roast for tomorrow, and also for you to text us for Keep It 100 because it's Friday. We're going to continue our great tradition of songs that you request to get us into the weekend. So all that on the way this morning on the Kevin Beach on K-Rock.
First, we want you to tell on yourselves and or your kids. Mm-hmm. It's Mother's Day this Sunday. And you gave your mom what turned out to be a horrible gift.
You thought even if you meant well.
You thought it was a good idea, and it didn't land that way necessarily. So we're going to take your calls and text at 1-800-520-1067.
But let me ask you guys this, and we've had variations of this conversation in the past. Maybe there are many mothers out there who genuinely love getting flowers, mm-hmm. or going to brunch. Mm-hmm. Or getting a perfume, or getting a card. But all of those seem so generic that I bet there are a lot of people out there who think that's boring. And it just shows no kind of effort going into a present for your mother.
Right. But then they make an effort to do something else, and it blows.
Right. Because then you go, you know what my mom really wants is a Star Wars sleeping bag. And then you find out maybe that was really more for you than it was for your mom. So what's the thing you got your mom that you hoped she would like, but she was so disappointed that it still comes up at Thanksgiving? That's what we're looking for right now.
Surprise, surprise, Muggs is back on the phone.
What? Are you kidding me?
What are you guys? Why are you guys calling me again?
Muggs is down at StubHub Center giving away lots of stuff, including your chance to win K-Rock Weenie Roast tickets. I guess you had a memorable Mother's Day gift yourself 1 year, huh?
Look, I thought it was a great gift. I don't know why you guys think it was so bad.
Well, you tell us. How did she receive it?
Well,
what was the thought process, and tell us what the gift was you selected for your dear mother?
Well, I thought, you know, my mom would really love this really awesome K-Rock jacket. But, cause, you know, she's into fashion and stuff like that. And this K-Rock jacket, it's not just a normal jacket. It's like one of those, like, collegiate Letterman jackets.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like the nice embroidered K-Rock on the back that mm-hmm. looks like carpet and really fine stitching. So I thought, oh, you know what? Being my mom and you know, really proud of her son, how cool would it be if I got her this so she could rock this jacket and people go, hey, you know somebody at K-Rock, and she could brag
right,
about
let's,
me.
Let's back of- up. Let's back up just a second. Are you positive that she's proud of you?
She used to be. I know that.
But Muggs, on the look, I get what you were thinking. I get where you're coming from. Honestly, I do. But when you step back another notch, I don't know if you can step back a notch. I'm not sure if that's a
I'm not sure either. But
you get your mom something from your work. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of weird. It would be like, if you're ready for Mr.
Yes, please.
Example, here we go. It would be like me just bringing a sheaf of paper home from the copy room going, yeah, I got this from work, Mom, and I'm going to give it to you. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't really say anything to her or about her.
I disagree because I think my heart was in the right place.
Okay. How did she receive it?
She really hasn't even worn the thing.
Mm. See, that's all we really need to know. We assume that everybody's heart is in the right place.
Yeah.
But it still doesn't mean you choose wisely.
It was a swing and a miss, though, Muggs, in retrospect, right?
Look, I mean, at least I have a pretty sweet K-Rock jacket now.
There you go.
Right?
There it is.
Nice work.
buy something for yourself knowing your mom won't like it. I like it. All right, Muggs, thanks. We'll check back with you in a little bit. All right, so we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. You tried. It didn't work out. Let's try Amelia San Clemente, line 3 on the Kevin Bean Show, please.
I feel like we can all recognize this as a terrible idea going in. Amelia in San Clemente, hi.
Hi. How are you guys?
What did you do?
What happened?
My heart was in the right place there. I was getting married, and I was like, you know, I feel like my mom wants to look good at my wedding. So for Mother's, I even wrapped it. That's the worst part. Like, for Mother's Day, she opened this little box, and I was like, you have a 1-year Weight Watcher subscription with a private coach who will call you every week. And she literally, the first words out of her mouth were, worst gift ever.
Had she talked to you about wanting to lose weight?
Yes. She brought up, like, oh, I got to get in shape for your wedding. I want to lose some weight. But we never talked about Weight Watchers.
Here's what I would suggest, though. Stay away from Christmas, birthdays, Mother's Day. Give it to her as a gift. Maybe get it yourself as well, just to sort of
like
be
on a Tuesday.
Right, any Tuesday. So that you can sort of go on the journey with her so that you're not saying, hey, Mom, for Mother's Day, you're fat.
Yeah, but it was expensive, so I needed my brother to go in with me.
Wow. I mean, essentially, you were telling your mom she wasn't going to be in any of the photographs if she didn't lose a bunch of weight, right?
I just wanted her to feel as beautiful as I know she is.
Okay.
Aww. See, she turned it all around right there.
She sure did. All right, Amelia, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it. 1-800-520-1067. Dear Kevin and Bean, this one from the 714. I got my mom a squatty potty because she's always spending a lot of time doing number two. Long story short, she never used it and kept pestering me to return it. What an ungrateful witch she is.
No, I think if she doesn't want it, maybe that was a mistake. And then if she asks you to take it back, you probably should.
I mean, use the squatty potty once and your life has changed.
That's what I've heard.
That's all I'm saying.
Get that colon unhooked. All right, where are we going?
I never want to hear that again.
Ever.
Sure. Don in Huntington Beach. Hi there.
Hi. So when I was probably middle school, my mom started getting headaches and she always had a heating pad. So I went to one of those stores. In the 90s, it had all the gadgets. I forget the name of them. But they had a whole line of, like, back massage devices.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they had one that said personal massage unit. So I thought,
I love where this is going.
This will be handy for when she's, like, on the road or something. When she starts getting a migraine, she can just pull this out of her bag and use it. It's a personal device.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I gave that to her at a dinner party.
Was it a Brookstone?
What?
Was it a Brookstone, the store?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, yeah, that's where I got my first Hitachi.
Mm.
So I get it.
I was so proud of it.
How was it accepted, Don? How did your mom act when she opened it up?
Got real quiet at the table.
And then her mom excused herself.
And said, I'll be back in about 2 minutes.
And came down feeling so much better.
It's an electric ear cleaner.
Don, you are awesome. You are awesome for listening and for sharing. Thank you very much, okay?
Oh, you're welcome.
All vibrators.
Right. No, we got it right.
We got it.
Exactly what that was about. All right, 1-800. You want to keep going?
Oh.
Yeah, we got time for one more.
Okay, one more. Let's do Francis, who is calling from Pasadena. Hi, Francis.
Hi.
What did you do for Mother's Day?
So this was actually for me. I'm the mother, and I wanted to, for Mother's Day, spend the day without my children, just alone, relax. And what my family did was take me to Renaissance Pleasure Fair for the day.
With the whole family?
Yeah, with the whole family.
Who you wanted to get away from.
I just wanted to, you know, be alone and relax and have a calm day.
I mean, they tried?
They tried.
Did you have some
meat? We made sort of a joke out of it. We sort of every year would go back because it was so funny to us.
Right? Well, huzzah.
Are you going Sunday?
Yeah. No, not this Sunday. No. Stop that. They didn't want to go anymore.
All right.
They were done.
All right. Well, that seems like a bummer. Thank you for the call.
It was funny. It was actually kind of a fun day. So.
Oh, excellent. All right. Thank you, Francis. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Vibrators.
Right. We got it.
Okay.
1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls. Just ahead of the Foo Fighters, let's take one call. We're talking about bad Mother's Day gifts. Brianna is on the phone from Mission Viejo. Hi.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So my mom is always complaining about doing chores around the house, right? Mm-hmm. Vacuuming is, of course, one of them. So we got the bright idea to get her a Roomba, a bottle of wine, and a pair of glasses, and she was pissed.
Now, I see where you were going because a Roomba is going to be, you hope, a time saver for her. Let somebody else do the chore.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. What? And let me tell you that she does use it, but she's like, $500 on a gift and you're going to give me a vacuum? Okay.
Boy, you can't win with this lady. I hope the Roomba runs over her.
Oh, me.
I don't think that's what we're saying.
I don't think.
That's not what we're saying.
I'm sure she's a very sweet lady, but I am Team Brianna on this one. I think Brianna was a very thoughtful gift. I'm sorry your mom doesn't appreciate you. Well, I do, okay?
Oh, if she's listening, hi, Mom. Love you.
All right. Thanks, Brianna. 1-800-520-1067. More calls next on K-Rock. You see that video last week? You know the Foo Fighters are famous for bringing fans up from the crowd and letting them play on stage, letting them sing or play guitar or whatever.
Yep.
You see the little kid they brought up to play drums the other day, and he would not leave the stage?
He did like a 10-minute drum solo.
No, sad.
Dave's like, can we have our concert back at some point?
Had to, like, drag the kid off the stage. It was hilarious. Dear Kevin and Bean, my mom, we're talking about bad Mother's Day gifts or underappreciated gifts for mom. My mom asked for a facial for years, and we finally bought her one. She went in to get the facial. She came out looking like she got mauled by a bear. She ended up having burns from that chemical peel they used, and we spent the rest of Mother's Day in urgent care. That's from the 310. Now, that's an example of maybe a gift that did get out of control a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, we're taking your calls. Let's move up to the Great Pacific Northwest. This is going to be Kurt, Vashon Island. I know this dude. Hey, Kurt, how are you?
Hey, good morning. How you doing, Bean?
Thank you so much for listening to us remotely. So, bad Mother's Day gift. What happened?
Well, my mom complained about my dad's performances. And
Hold on a second.
Like puppet shows and stuff.
Hold
he means.
So you're saying that your mom would complain to you, her son, about your dad's sexual performance?
Well... yeah, she did.
Oh, Kurt. What's happening on Vashon Island?
And how did you, as a good son, try to patch that tender relationship up?
Well, the best I could, I got her a dildo for Mother's Day.
Kurt, what's happening?
I couldn't love it more.
And
when she opened it, what was her response?
The look on her face and my dad's face was pretty precious, but... it went over like an old lady fart in church.
Did your mom come to you at any point privately, though, and say, no, but seriously, thanks, Kurt?
No. It's just something in passing, and I just thought, well.
Look, you did the best you could.
It was an effort, right?
You were trying to keep the family together. Thank you, Kurt. We appreciate your listening, sir. Let's jump to Simi Valley. Let's say hi to Laura up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. This one has unforeseen circumstances. I don't think this is Laura's fault.
Hey, Laura.
Hey, longtime listener. Love you all.
Thank you very much. Thanks for holding. Tell us about your bad Mother's Day gift.
So I got my mom something typical. I got her sunflowers. And
okay.
She loved them, right? And
yeah.
She put them up. We were in the kitchen, and we had like a double-level peninsula type thing in the kitchen, a bar. So she put them up on the bar and displayed them. And we were prepping all of our food on the lower level. And we were looking, and it looked like there was rice, like little pieces of rice around, like where we were making the keys.
Nope.
And so I was like, Mom, did you make rice? And she was like, no. So we look, and they were moving, and they were maggots.
Laura.
Who's
hungry?
Laura. Were infested with maggots, and they were dumping all over where we were prepping food.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you burnt that house down, right?
Pretty close. I mean, we threw everything away. It was disgusting.
That sucks.
You know, it was the thought that counted, right?
Right?
Right.
No, in this case, it was the maggots that counted.
Oh, God. There were too many to count.
Oh, those are my favorite flowers, too. I'd be so bummed.
Thank you very much for ruining our day and possibly our weekend.
Be careful with the flowers you buy on Mother's Day.
By the way, Allie,
I was not expecting that.
No. Not to get off on a tangent here about sunflower filled with maggots, but you saw the thing this week about the bran muffins that were filled with ticks? Did you see that?
The poppy seeds that were ticks.
Oh, yes.
No. I mean.
No, no, no.
So we'll never be able to eat a poppy seed muffin again now, right?
Looking at my sunflowers.
Exactly. Oh.
Now let's go to Chevy in Norwalk. Hi there.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. It's Kevin and Bean. You're on the air.
Oh, howdy. Howdy.
I'm
a longtime listener. I'm glad you guys are healthy and back together.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. So you got something to add to our Mother's Day discussion.
Oh, yeah, man. First of all, the gift started great. I got my mom a bathrobe set and everything.
Okay.
But I also got her a gift card to one of my favorite restaurants so I could take her out to eat in the future.
Okay.
So we're on our way to go redeem the gift card on our way to downtown L.A. And, we're stopped at a red light. And then out of nowhere, a cop on a bike pulls up and he tells us to stop. And then out of nowhere, you just see a parade of naked people riding bikes.
I'm sorry? So,
a parade of naked people. There's a naked L.A. bike-a-thon. I never knew that.
And you found out while sitting in a car with your mom?
Watching them go by.
She's a super religious lady. She's an old Mexican lady. So, we don't really talk about sex at home. You know what I mean? So
right, sure.
Super awkward. And then we still had to eat after that. It was most awkward.
Wow.
That was the quietest car ride and quietest dinner ever.
That is great,
on the way
Chevy.
Back home, we were just laughing.
Okay, good.
Good. All right, you turned it around. That's awesome. Thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. Wow, we got some really, really good ones here. Dear Kevin and Bean, 323 writes in, this is Karen. I bought my mom a baby chick for Mother's Day when I was 12. You know, adorable little chick, right?
Sure.
Well, the chick turns into a rooster, mind you, and we lived in an apartment complex, and we nearly got evicted over it. So that's a Mother's Day gift that maybe didn't work out. Speaking of animals, let's go down to George in Downey, please, line 7.
Hey, George.
Hey, what's going on, party people?
Thank you for holding.
So basically, a week before Mother's Day, my parents decided, especially my mom, decided to buy me and my brothers and I, a puppy. So the day of Mother's Day, we went out to the store to buy the puppy tennis balls and a slingshot rocket so we can go ahead and throw the balls for the dog.
Right.
Now, when we were out to the store, my mom came home, asked my dad, hey, where are the kids? My dad's all like, oh, they went out to the store, not knowing that we were going to go buy things for the dog and not her. We come back home. She's expecting a gift. We totally blew it off. Didn't even know what was going on. She ends up reminding us, hey, it's Mother's Day. And then we're like, oh, shoot, we bought the dog stuff, but not you.
Oh, Mama.
So well, it shows where she rates.
Now she reminds us now. Are you guys going to buy us me tennis balls and a slingshot this year?
She's doing the right thing. She's absolutely doing the right thing. Thank you for the call, George.
We are picking up the tab. Not we, of course, but K-Rock picking up the tab on all the Weenie Rose ticket fees if you want to buy them today at AXS.com for the show tomorrow at StubHub. And Beer Mug is down there a day early at the StubHub Center, Kevin. He's got so much stuff going on this morning.
Yeah, but there's Pink's Hot Dogs there, and I think people need to get there before they run out of hot dogs because Muggs is
just
there.
Just Muggs, yeah.
Yes, he's putting in some work, that's for sure. Pink's Hot Dogs is down there, all sorts of carnival games, including cornhole, and Muggs swears he's great at cornholing. And he likes to play the game, too.
Sure.
So you might want to stop on by and maybe register to win. He'll do a grand prize drawing around 9 o'clock to give away a bunch of concert tickets, Regal 40X movie passes, K-Rock t-shirts, stickers, Kevin and Bean band toys, and so much more going on for the next half hour or so in the parking lot of the StubHub Center. Check it out.
Keep It 100 is also coming up. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:54.
Was that Florence Against the Machine, Kevin?
Yeah, I did say that earlier this morning. I may have not been correct, although wouldn't that be great?
I agree with you. I was going to give you credit for coming up with another great idea.
And I did that on purpose. Thank you, Bean.
Florence and the Machine. But in the meantime, it's Florence and the Machine, and Florence Welch is going to be joining us in about 20 minutes or so here on K-Rock. We love her. So excited to catch up with her, play her new song, talk about the new album. That's coming up. Right now, though, we got a job for you, kids. It's Friday, approaching 9 a.m., and that means it's time for you to text us at 1-800-520-1067. Why? Because it's time for Keep It 100.
Here are some of the songs that you've picked. God, I can't ever admit. I'll never know. Come on.
That was a great choice from Ramon last Friday. I loved hearing that one again. All right, so old or new, any song you've ever heard us play on K-Rock, you want to hear it again. It could be something that's brand new, by the way, something that you just haven't heard us play in the morning and you love the rest of the day, or it could be your favorite song of all time. Whatever it is, we want to hear from you. Text us now, 1-800-520-1067. That is coming up after the top of the hour. First, though, Allie, on this Friday morning, what's happening?
Hey, we talked about this earlier, and it turns out we're going to get this gentleman on. He's a listener named Austin, and he emailed us from Hawaii. And he said, please forgive the direct ask from me, but we've had almost 2,000 people that have been displaced as a result of the Kilauea volcano erupting over the last 8 days here on the Big Island. And he sends us over to a GoFundMe page, which is something that we've linked to all of the Kevin and Bean accounts at Kevin and Bean. And if you want to search for it, it's also Hawaii Natural Disasters Relief.
By the way, dude doesn't need to apologize for asking for help.
Exactly. Exactly. Crazy. Forgive me for asking something that he doesn't even know if it's making huge news over here, which is crazy because if you've seen anything about this volcano, it is insane what is happening over there on the Big Island.
Well, the only thing that's more insane, as awful as it's been to see all the hundreds of people displaced and their houses gone as a result of this lava, is there's no way to stop lava.
Yeah.
And there's fear that the volcano is going to erupt and start spewing miles of debris. So
wow.
It could get a lot worse if we're not real, real lucky.
Yeah, the debris, if it does erupt, they were saying boulders the size of refrigerators.
That seems bad.
Insanity. And as of Wednesday, there was a new crack, and I guess that one was threatening a nearby power plant.
Wow.
So it's just bad news after bad news over there. So hopefully when we chat with him on Monday, he'll at least give us an idea of what's really happening there on the ground.
Do you know if he speaks English?
It's Hawaii.
It's Hawaii.
Yeah, so that's America.
America, right.
I see. Okay, yeah. So maybe.
You know, there are so many natural disasters now that it's hard for any of them to capture your imagination and your attention and keep it anymore.
Puerto Rico's still having a lot of trouble.
Yeah, there's still Puerto Rico who still don't have power. Right. Literally, still people who don't have power from that storm, however long ago that was. But then you see these crazy floods that are happening right now in Missoula, Montana, for instance. You even heard about those, Kevin?
I have not.
It's almost impossible to keep up with how many things are going. But Hawaii is real serious and real, real, you guys. So definitely check out the GoFundMe link and drop a few dollars if you can.
All right. Little whiplash for you now.
So
you saw the first Deadpool.
Yes.
And in it, Deadpool makes fun of one of your best friends in it, right? David Beckham.
I mean, I'm not sure he's one of my best friends, but okay.
It kind of makes fun of his voice.
Yes.
Says it's a little on the high pitchy side, right?
It says that he sounds like he's always talking after he sucks on helium.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, a video came out yesterday, and apparently some relationships are being mended.
You ever heard David Beckham speak? It's like he mouth sexed a can of helium.
Knocks at Beckham's door.
I am so sorry.
Too soon? Yeah, too soon.
He had balloons. And he was sucking on helium. Too soon?
Oh.
Tickets for the cup.
I can't wait to not watch Italy play the Netherlands.
I can't stay mad at you.
Healing hugs. Here we go. Oh, God, finally, that feels so good. You smell amazing, like cinnamon and manhood. Let's never let go.
No, we should let go.
Let's let go of this burden together. Just wonderful.
No.
Okay.
What was you apologizing for, anyway?
Well, just the bit in Deadpool with the voice.
Doesn't ring a bell.
What did you think I was apologizing for?
I mean, there's a list. Green Lantern,
yep.
RIPD,
horrible.
Selfless,
terrible.
Blade Trinity,
oof.
Bolt Neck.
Bolt Neck was a masterpiece!
David, I'm so sorry. I yelled, I raised my voice, I lost control. Please open up.
just good. Just good, good
He's
stuff.
He's so funny.
Am I wrong about this when I say that the actor who plays Deadpool is more like the character he plays than any other actor who plays any other superhero?
You're probably right.
Agreed, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good stuff.
I didn't follow, but I think you're right.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I don't think Ben Affleck is really anything like Batman.
Right.
But I think Ryan Reynolds is a whole lot like Deadpool.
Agreed.
And I don't think that Mark Ruffalo, he gets like really he big
does.
And
That's,
green.
No, he does.
Oh, he does?
Yes, that
my,
happens.
My bad. Apologies.
That's real.
Okay. Some birthdays for you. LA Galaxy's Giovanni Dos Santos. Football player Cam Newton. Former football player Matt Leinart. And actress Sabrina Carpenter. And that's what's happening.
9:06 on a Friday morning.
That means it's time to keep it 100.
I gotta keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
Good morning, Elle. Oh, wait, what?
We got to do the thing first. Hold on.
Hold on, Elle.
Except for the under the bridge guy, we really do get outstanding suggestions for Keep It 100 on Fridays. Let me tell you about some of the ones we almost got to hear this week, and maybe in future weeks we will. Texter number 99 was from Santa Fe Springs, Angel. He wanted Hell by the Squirrel Nut Zippers. How does that take you back? Come on.
They played Weenie.
They sure did.
Yeah.
And caller Texter 101 was Jared from West L.A. He was making a suggestion that made Chip very happy, Power Man 5000, When Worlds Collide, which was a big, big song back in the day. But neither of them were Texter 100. Kevin, this is where you pick it up.
Hey, y'all.
Hello. Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm amazing. How are you?
You are amazing. You were Texter 100. What are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm at work right now. But
and you do what?
I do a lot of data and numbers.
You don't have to tell us. It's okay. You're on the run from the mob, right?
I was just wondering if it's the kind of job where it's okay for you to be spending a couple of minutes talking to some yahoos on the radio. That's all.
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of a boss, so.
All right. Oh, good. All right. She's amazing, and she's a boss. All right. How did you pick your song, and then tell us what it is, please, Elle?
Well, when I was in college, I used to work in retail, and they played the same soundtrack every hour.
Mm-hmm.
And this was one of the songs that my friend and I started singing it to each other, and I know every single word, and it makes me happy.
I mean, do I leave you up on the phone during the song, and then you sing along with it?
Oh, my God, no.
Okay. All right. Elle, introduce your Keep It 100 song for the Kevin Mead audience, would you?
Woo! This is Hey Ya by Outkast.
Keep it 100.
1, 2, 3, go. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really want to? But can't stand to see me walk out the door. Don't try to fight the feeling, because the thought alone is killing me right now. Thank God for mom and dad for sticking two together, because we don't know how.
song. That sounded good.
Yeah, it did.
I'm not going to lie. I still love that song, and I still love that album. Same. All right, Allie, mm-hmm. when did it come out? When was Hey Ya by Outkast the number one song in America? I think this is the most popular Keep It 100 song we've ever had, thanks to Elle. It was number one for 9 weeks in what year?
I'm going to guess 94.
Oh, no. Early 2000s, I'd say.
Oh, okay.
Like 2002.
Very close. 2003.
Oh!
2003 nicely is when done. It came out. And that song, Hey Ya, won all the awards, man. It won a Grammy. It won an MTV Video Music Award. It won a Soul Train Award, a BET Award.
They were great.
They were a great band, and I miss that they're not together anymore. But that one really, really holds up. Outstanding choice, Alan Culver City. Thank you for suggesting it for Keep It 100. We'll do it again next week here on K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:39 Fridays. For our last What's Happening, we're joined by Kat Corbett.
Hello.
Hey, Kat.
Hi.
Hey, Allie.
Hey, Bean.
What's going on?
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Allie.
What's up, Chip?
Hi, Allie.
Hi, Allie.
Good night, John boy. We talked about this earlier, and it is still devastating. Three pretty huge cancellations handed down yesterday from Fox. The Last Man on Earth canceled after 4 seasons. The Mick gone after 2 seasons. And Brooklyn Nine-Nine gone after 5 seasons.
No!
It is not great. On the other hand, Fox has picked up Rel, starring Lil Rel Howery, for the for next season.
I don't even know what that is.
Same.
What did you just say?
He's the guy from Get Out. He was a TSA guy.
Yeah, no, I know, but is that his own show?
Yeah, it's him, and the show's called Rel.
Oh, okay. All right.
Give us more detail.
It's going to be him, and Sinbad is playing his dad, and they're going to be all, hey, son, and he's going to be like, hey, dad, that's Sinbad. So it's going to be good.
Well, I loved him in Get Out.
So absolutely.
And I loved him on the Carmichael Show, too. He's so funny.
Oh, yes. That's right. Good call.
I feel like you brushed way too fast past my heartbreak over Brooklyn Nine-Nine being canceled.
Because I'm bringing it all back home.
I was also
going to mention the other shows Fox picked up. Something called The Cool Kids pilot and Last Man Standing that was axed over at ABC last year, but had really great ratings. And people were like, maybe it's because it's too conservative slanting. So people are thinking maybe Fox picked it up, seeing how good Roseanne did, that type of thing. But here is where I bring it back home for you, Bean.
Okay.
I am not that concerned about Brooklyn Nine-Nine not coming back somewhere.
Really?
I feel really good about it.
So you don't think it's canceled. You just think it's not going to be on the same network.
Not going to be on the same network.
Because it's got to be a fairly expensive show with that caliber of cast and so many good cast members. Too.
Right. So do you go to Hulu like the Mindy Project did?
Sure.
And by the way, both Brooklyn Nine-Nine and the Mindy Project, which moved after it left Fox, are both produced by Hulu corporate sibling Universal TV.
All right,
so there's already like a little template in place right there. Could it go to Netflix because they tend to pick up shows that originated elsewhere?
Mm-hmm.
Or I think this is a really great fit, TBS, because in December they picked up off-network rights to the comedy. And the network is overseen by Kevin Reilly. And you might say, I don't know who Kevin Reilly is.
I don't know who Kevin Reilly is. Reilly?
Kevin Reilly is the man that developed and picked up Brooklyn Nine-Nine when he ran Fox, and he loves the show. Now he's running TBS.
That sounds great.
Thank you, Kat's mom. I agree as well.
I knew I wasn't going to get away with that.
So I, as much as I was in complete shock yesterday, and I was mad.
The microphones were there.
You don't have a soul.
I believe I said we need to burn Fox to the ground. There were things said. I was very upset, but I feel like it will be picked up somewhere. And Dave gave me this tweet by Chrissy Teigen, and it's true. She said, "Tip, if you love a show, talk about it while it's still on the air. Help them out. Hype them up." And then she lost me with this. Like me in Pump Rules. You think that S is ever getting canceled? That S is never getting canceled.
Wow.
But here's the thing with that. I mean, really, reality shows.
Yeah.
Cheap.
They're cheap to make, yeah.
And they're pushing all of our comedies away because people are like, oh, I'll make this and idiots will watch them. Dave.
I would really enjoy that right now.
Yeah, Pat's mom, you wouldn't enjoy that is what I'm saying. You would rather watch great shows like a Brooklyn Nine-Nine, like The Mick, like
other shows that you would like?
Other ones as well.
Sounds great.
You guys are killing me.
Last Man on Earth as well. Oh, goodness gracious.
Kat, we had a lot of people on Twitter that were just... They were going to burn the place down if we didn't play your mom.
It's
Mother's Day weekend.
It is really true. And good news, if you love Law & Order Special Victims Unit, it will be back for its record 20th season.
How expensive is that?
I'm not quite sure of the actual price, but the 20th season is tying the record for the longest-running TV drama currently shared by the original Law & Order and Gunsmoke.
And, like chicken wings?
Well,
what?
I mean, you could smoke chicken wings. Is that what you mean?
That's dangerous.
Yeah, it,
well,
true.
Not, you're not doing it with gun smoke. You do it like in a smoker.
How bad is that going to be?
If I made it pretty bad.
Do but I get one?
I'll give you one,
sure.
But you just said, how bad is that going to be? Make up your mind,
thanks
woman.
A lot.
Oh, I'm just saying. You're the one that's coming at me.
My childhood is flashing before
my eyes.
I have
no idea what that means.
Kat, she is not going to cop to it.
She's a difficult woman to get along with, Kat.
Oh, I love her so much.
You grew up with her.
That's why she's over there and I'm over here.
Got it.
Well, Kat, you come in on Fridays and we love it because you tell us about things that are happening that we might not know about.
Well, you knew about this, but I want to get the word out about the K-Rock app because we have our own app, people.
How about
I mean,
that?
Come on. You can keep up to date with K-Rock Weenie Roast. So set times.
You better not fall asleep.
Go to the App Store and look for K-Rock Events.
K-Rock Events. I just searched K-Rock. I went to the App Store and just searched K-Rock, and it came up. Boom. And downloaded it to my phone. So K-Rock Weenie Roast set times. We go early. I mean, the first band that kicks off the Bud Light side stage goes on at 1 p.m.,
yeah.
And it is Mount Joy. And if you are not there to see that band, we have nothing to discuss because they're amazing.
We say this every year. The bands on the side stage are not there because they're bad.
No.
They're
it's
great,
like,
and don't miss them.
Yeah, it's like this, like, it's such a more intimate setting in that little area of StubHub Center. Mount Joy, Alice Merton, Nothing But Thieves, James Bay, and Mike Shinoda closing out the side stage tomorrow.
Well, you must be really happy to
She should be like a TSA agent, shouldn't she? So get the K-Rock app so you can keep up to date. And if there's any changes, you know, sometimes stuff happens. So you can find out. One of my favorite features of the K-Rock app is you can connect with other Weenie Roast fans that are there.
Oh, so maybe it's like Tinder.
Yeah, so maybe you get
nice,
the hookup, like, you
right?
know, like, yeah.
Just
meet
click
me by
on
the Weenie
Belt on.
All right, let's move on to other great K-Rock things because we have exciting times. On Sunday night on K-Rock Locals Only, I'm going to announce another band that is performing at Vans Warped Tour. You guys know this is the last year of Warped Tour after, was it 18 years of breaking bands on the road?
Yeah.
And we have our own stage at the Fox in Pomona. Sorry, I'm like losing my mind. In Pomona. And so we are announcing the lineup every week.
How cool.
Right? So we already have new language. On Sunday night around 10 o'clock, I'll announce the next band. And finally, and the best thing ever, on Monday, we're going to get into K-Rock to the Rescue, which is our new program to help people find their new furry best friends.
All right.
If only it had vodka.
Oh, my God. Tito's is vodka for dog people. And they are, which I didn't know until a little while ago, huge animal rescue advocates.
I knew I loved that vodka.
Huge. Huge. So perhaps
you love all vodka.
That's really true.
Yeah.
But Tito's now especially, knowing that they like rescue dogs.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen there?
So we did a little, you probably saw the teaser photo on Instagram of my dogs, me and Blue, because I told their backstory. They're both rescues. So we're going to have that video up next week. You guys can, figure out, maybe you thought there was a dog breed that wasn't so great, like my Chihuahua, and they're awesome. Right, Kevin?
Yeah, your Chihuahua is great.
It's the best. So,
we're that just, one and the fat one. They're both great.
She's not fat. Bean.
She's big bone.
Step
it's
in,
just,
Bean.
It's just how bulldogs look. That's how they're
exactly.
built.
I'm just saying.
So we just want to, we want to highlight local rescues in Southern California, all the people doing the good work and animals that need homes, and maybe dispel some myths like Chihuahuas are bad and bulldogs bulldogs.
Pit bulls
you need
are
to go,
dangerous.
Right. Or you need to go to a breeder for a bulldog or a labradoodle. Like, yeah. You don't need to do that. So K-Rock to the rescue on Monday.
You're crazy. Send me pictures.
Oh, you definitely should send her pictures. For sure. You guys are awful.
I like it. Some birthdays for you. Actress Sabrina Carpenter, football player Cam Newton, LA Galaxy's Giovanni Dos Santos, and former player, he was, I believe, your favorite.
I'm sorry?
On the Cardinals, correct? Matt Leinart?
Matt Leinart didn't really play a lot, as much as he barely played. And when he played, at least he was bad. So he
excellent.
Had that
That's what's happening.
Thank you. On your drive home today, listen to Stryker's commercial-free week. I'm going to try this. I'm going to do it slow because there's no possible way I'm going to get through it. On your drive home today, listen to Stryker's commercial-free Weenie Roast theme free-for-all. He's giving away pit tickets every single minute.
I bet he has no phone up.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, it'd be amazing.
Pit tickets every minute starting at 5. It's a random act of helpfulness from these SoCal helpful Honda dealers. Have a great weekend, and we will see you at the Weenie Roast.
Oh,
why do I need all of these buttons?
She did not fart, did she?
She farted don't like you read about that joint,
my friend. Who farted, Viola?
Oh, my God, right in my face.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
she did not fart.
All right.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Oh. Pass it over to me.
My eyes are
tearing. Oh, 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 no.
Roll another one.
Bean, fix your goddamn leaf.
Just like the other one.
Now hiring both locations.
This one seems to be about to quit.
You're speaking my language.
And I need another hit.
Can send a message and say, you want to be in America? A, you better be here legally or you're out of here. B, when you're here, let's speak American.
Oh, child, you know.
Roll. Another one.
Quitters never give up.
Just like the other one.
Haters gonna hate.
This one seems to be about
Kevin, you're right. You are right, as
thank
always.
You. I don't have another cent. And by the way, in all fairness, Kanye West gets it.
But no more God
can join. Five stuff.
It's passing around.
There's no catch.
Transmission over. Well, that went okay. I tell you, when you know you can't scratch, that's when you really have to, huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, that feels a lot better. What? It's still on? Oh!
Excuse me, everyone. There's a killer shark octopus hybrid headed this way. So please leave the marina in a timely fashion.
Can't all be winners. Yeah, but some of them should be.
Sorry, I have to swallow.
I want to see some naked dudes. It's why I built this pool. Is that really it?